Oh, I believe he wants to light you up today. I believe the illumination of the light of God wants to manifest in the hearts of his people in this day and this hour. I know that the hand of the Lord is upon you, upon your family, upon that which concerns you. I truly believe and I stand in covenant with you, my friends, that God will perfect that which concerns you. What he started, he will complete. But I want to give you a couple clues. He's not finished yet with any one of us. I believe there's a race for us to run. I believe there's a mark for us to hit. And I believe that he's sharpening our arrow. Can you shout amen to that? Aren't you glad that he hasn't given up on you? And he hasn't given up on the person beside you? Well, aren't you glad that you are able to reach around and maybe hug a neck and shake a hand and greet someone in the name of Jesus and let them know that you're so glad that they came this morning? God bless you.
I know. Thanks for coming, bro.
Bless you. Bless you, brother. Bless you.
Got through it. Hugging that bumping
up. Oh, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're not going to let the rocks cry out today. Can you shout amen? You have a voice of praise, a voice of thanksgiving, a voice of gratitude. How many of you are glad that you've come to the house of God
yes.
this morning? How many of you are glad that you come out of darkness into light for such a time as this? How many of you are blessed and know that God's divine purpose is vital and very important for you and I to carry out in these days? Jesus is counting on us, church. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ has faith in you. I know you and I have faith in him, but he has faith in you. Amen. That's why he likes to call things that be not, though they were, all right? That he calls us into our destiny. He calls us into our purpose. He calls us out of darkness into light, because just this morning alone, if you can envision this, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. That's where he is right now. Right now when we're sitting here together as family, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's ever living, making intercession for what he loves. And that's you. That's you. We have some special guests here with us today, and we're I just got a few things I got to do before I can sit down and receive what the Lord wants to do. All right. So I don't want to sit there frustrated and squirm around. You all think I got something, you know, ants in my pants or something. I am standing. I want to pray over these first. I don't know all your customs here, but that's okay. I don't really want, because we're in a new day and a new hour, and God wants to prosper this house. If there's anything on my heart, that God wants to prosper this work, because you've been faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
In your pursuit after him, you've been faithful to serve him with the capacity of the grace that you're carrying. You've been faithful with your tithes, your offerings. You've been faithful in your giving to the nations, sowing to so many ministries. And I know, because I've been one of them that has been blessed by this house. So I know what I'm talking about. But I understand that God wants to show himself strong to you. And I'm not going to settle for anything less. I'm not going to settle for second best. I'm going to settle for the best that he has for you. And I want to tie your heart to my heart, because I know I've heard from the Lord concerning some things for you. I want to encourage you. I know you know these scriptures, but part of our problem sometimes as we get older in the Lord, I know that. I've heard that before. You mean I got to hear it again? Yeah. Absolutely. Can you say amen? Because why? Faith doesn't come because you did hear. It comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The book of Malachi in chapter 3, in verse 10, it says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house." I expect some of the best meals that we've ever had. I know you guys have been fed well in this house for 45 years or however long it's been there. You've been fed well. You've been nourished. And understand that I believe that you're in a new day and a new hour, and he's going to feed you well again. Can you say amen? So he says, "That there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be enough room to receive it." Now it goes on, you understand what this says. It says, "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before its time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts." And all nations. I'm telling you, there's nations calling you blessed here. You understand me. You can look back there in that table. You can see that. And I'm saying all nations shall call you blessed, for you are a delightsome land, abundant life center. I said, you are a delightsome land, abundant life center. Back up, verse 10. "And there shall not be enough room to receive it." Amen. Now think about this. We need more room. If you don't believe me, you can ask this young man here that's all dressed up with this cool-looking tie on. All right. Well, you might say, "Well, we have empty seats." What's that have to do with anything? It's up to us to fill them. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You heard the apostle of God. If you got here early enough to watch it, I'll encourage you. We're going to play his videos first thing. So show up on time. And I know that God's a God of increase and expansion. And I want you to join your faith with me. Father, I thank you for the tithes and offerings that come into this house. I stand in covenant with this family, my brothers and sisters, with Sister Donna, and this great church. Lord, I stand in covenant with them, and I hold you, sir, to your word. Lord, you said you'd rebuke the devourer for us. Amen. You promised us that, so I hold you. And I bring that word back to you today in the name of Jesus Christ over Abundant Life Center. Lord, I thank you today in the name of Jesus Christ that you will expand and give us the room that is needed to do the function, the purpose, and the call that is upon this house and upon that in which you've called us to do. Lord, we expect manifestations of the breakthrough that is needed in the increase that needs to come. We stand with the families here, the men and women, the children here, in the name of Jesus Christ. We stand in covenant that, Lord, they will prosper, they will walk in health, and their souls will prosper in this season and the seasons that come in the name of Jesus. We stand in covenant with their prayers as they prayed over their gifts, over their tithes, over their offerings. And Lord, we stand in agreement in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will show yourself strong and you will manifest your goodness, your mercy, your love, and the abundance that belongs to them in this hour in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Where's Phil? Come up here, handsome. You know, I loved you guys before, but I'm falling deeper and deeper in love. You might have a hard time throwing me out. This young man, he's just touched my heart. I know when he was ordained in June, I believe it was June.
Yeah.
That God showed me some things about him, and I am just so blessed to be here with him. And I'd ask him if anything I've heard in the prayer room, and I know Sister Donna can testify to this, this man carries a heart for this church that is just unbelievable. And for the work of God, I know that Pastor Bill was his spiritual dad, and I know that the fruit didn't fall too far, buddy. All right? I'm proud of you. And I'd ask him if he would join me as we pray for the young man that's going to minister to us. Brother Kevin, if you'll just stand up here, and we'd like to slap our patties on you in the name of Jesus Christ. We won't hurt you. We love you too much. And Phil, I want you to pray for him. He's got the word of the Lord for us today. Will you do that?
Father, I thank you for this vessel. Fill him up and pour him out this morning. Thank you for the anointing. Pray that it be released strong in the name of Jesus, that everything that's needed this morning to be received would be issued forth in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for breaking of any yokes and removing of any burdens that need to be removed so that we could be set free to serve you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your great grace. Grace and peace be multiplied to him in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Well, that prayer is about to come to fruition. Hallelujah. Whew. I am super blessed to be here, but you are super blessed to be alive today, in this day and age. You know, you could have been born in, can you all hear me? You could have been born in the Middle East to a family that maybe was never going to serve Jesus Christ, never even hear about Jesus Christ, but you were born here. You could have been born in another country that's third world that taught about Catholicism. You know, I grew up Catholic, so I know all about that. And never heard about Jesus' healing power. But you were chosen today for this day to be here. That's awesome. That alone is something to give God the glory and the honor, all of it to him for, right? Hallelujah. This morning I have a word for you that is going to impact you. He's here. And he's going to tend to his sheep today. This is a sheep tending day. Hallelujah. I'm going to read a passage of scripture. The Lord wants me to read a passage of scripture first before we start off here. And I believe the Lord just wants you to close your eyes and envision this scripture. This is Revelation 4. Maybe some of you know it. Close your eyes and let this scripture passage come alive in your heart tonight. Today. It's not tonight, I guess. I guess it's tonight somewhere. Hallelujah. Here we go. After this, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice, which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." And at once in the spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven, a throne, the throne, with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. And around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 elders. I'm sorry, 24 thrones. And seated on those thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garments.
with golden crowns on their head. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. And before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne, there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal. And all around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures, full of eyes in the front and the behind. And the first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature, like an ox. And the third living creature, like an eagle in flight. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within. And day and night, they never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." What did they say? They said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, day and night, night and day." In verse 9, "And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him," whoo, "who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him, who is seated on the throne, and worship him who lives forever and ever. And they cast their crowns," see them, picture them, "cast their crowns before the throne, saying, 'Worthy, oh, worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things," that's including you, "for you created all things, and by your will they ceased," I'm sorry, "by your will they existed and they were created." Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, for you are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, for you are holy. Sing, church. Sing with me, church. Alleluia. Keep your eyes closed. Picture yourself before the Lord. Picture yourself before the Lord singing to him. Hallelujah. Alleluia. the Lord God Almighty reigns today. Yeah. Whoa, hallelujah. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb, for you are holy. Holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. I just picture right now in the spirit all of us standing up as if we will, as we will on the day that we pass from death into life, and like our beloved pastor Bill, that today he gets the opportunity just to stand before the Lord and say, hallelujah, you are holy, you are holy. Someday we're all going to sing as these angels and as these elders are casting down their crowns. We're going to sing, hallelujah. Let's all just stand and worship the Lord right now. Come on, church. This isn't about us. It's not about your neighbor next to you. It's not about your past or your future. It's about your present with the power and the salvation of the Lord, living Lord Jesus Christ, that saved you out of hell, that brought you out of the place where you were in the darkness and you're no longer in dark because of him. It's about him. Let's worship him today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. thank you. We give you honor and glory. We give you honor and glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we just lift up our hands to you in worship today. We thank you, Father God, that you are here today, that you never leave us nor forsake us each day. Father God, we thank you that you love us and you're for us and you're not against us. You're always looking out for our good and on our behalf. We thank you, Father God, we worship you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you will not leave us as orphans, but you will bring us into the place of life. Everlasting Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your peace, Lord God, on the hearts of your people today, Lord God. Bring peace. Lord, let your word pierce the hearts of your people. Lord, let your word touch their hearts, Father God. Let your word fill them up, Father God, to a place of fullness, Lord God. A place of a place of worship.
Fill up.
Worship. Worship, worship, God, bring your place, bring your church, Father God, as a whole, bring your church into a place of just profound, utter worship, Father God. Bring us, Lord God, to a place of worship where there is no agenda, there's no time, it's just you, it's just us worshiping you. Bring us to a place where we don't even care about time, Lord God, anymore. But we're in your presence. God, we need you. We need you in this hour. We need you. Jesus. Jesus. Church, there's a place that God's calling you to be. With all the word that you've been filled up over the years, there's a place that God's calling you to be in his presence. In his presence, you're going to hear the direction that you need to have. Some have asked, I hear some of you have asked, what's next? God wants to share, the Father wants to share with you what's next. With you. With you. With you. There's a place in his presence he wants to bring you. There's a place in his presence he wants to speak to you. There's a place in his presence he wants to prepare you for the things to come. He wants to speak with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Day, thank you, Father. Night, night and day, let incense rise.
Yeah.
Day and night, night and day,
let incense rise. Day and night. Night and day, let incense arise. Day and night,
day and night,
day incense arise.
Day and night,
day and night,
day and night,
night and day, let incense arise. Day and night,
night and day,
your word.
From you all things and to
God, that we get to worship. It's not even like, you know, I don't even know what it's like, Lord. It's just that we get to worship. It's an honor to worship you. It's not a hassle. It's not a job. It's just we get to be in your presence. The word of the Lord says that God inhabits the praises of his people. When we worship, God's there. You ever wonder, you ever feel like you're in a dark place and it's like, Lord, where are you? Well, all you have to do is just step over into worshiping him. You don't even need music. Just, if you want to use the music, that's cool. If you don't want to, just lift your voice. Yeah, brother, it's right. Lift your voice. And just to begin to worship him and watch the presence of the Lord just fall upon you. Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three, you can say two or more gathered, you can sit down, are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. There I am in the midst of them. You know, my mom, When I was really young, I was like 15 maybe or so, or something like that. You know, she was going through some troubled times and with my dad. And Pastor, I remember Pastor Dale, what he said to her. Pastor Dale Armstrong, Apostle Dale now. He said, just keep your eyes on Jesus, Karen. That's what he said. No, I would say it to my mom, right? Mom. But he said, just keep your eyes on Jesus.